All right, we're here.
All right, here. Yes.
Good evening, my peoples. Good evening. How y'all doing? We're here. Smooth Talk 101. We got E Money. We got Diggy. We got E Butter. We got my man Diaz.
That's it.
Today, the first segment, we're going to get to it fast, guys. Is the you think? No, hold on. How y'all guys doing though? Right away. How y'all guys doing?
I'm doing all right.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right. So, the first segment is: what do you think about the Lakers? Do you think Luke Walton is gonna have a tough time coaching the whole new roster that they got? Michael Beasley, Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo, even LeBron James. You think they hard to coach? Talk to me, fellas. What do you think? Who goes first? Who's going to go first, Allen?
I'll go first. I don't care. I'll go first. I'm going to go with what happened last season with the Cavaliers with LeBron James. People used to say that LeBron James was the coach, not what's his name? Coach Lou. It wasn't Coach Lou who was the coach. It was LeBron James. And also, I'm going to go with the whole thing about Enes Kanter saying that, you know, he's a perfectionist. And when he wasn't undisputed and how he's a perfectionist. So, I don't know. I think Coach Lou, I think they're pretty tough to coach.
All right. Listen, man. I think they're gonna go over 50 wins because any team that LeBron is in is gonna go over 50 wins. I think they're gonna have a great season. I feel like they're gonna make it work. I feel like everybody's gonna share the ball and it's gonna be a good look. That's just my opinion. I'm not even a Lakers fan. I don't like LeBron James, but I like what they did. I like exactly what they did. Is they kept their young roster. I like exactly what they did, and I feel like they're going to make some noise.
I feel like they're going to have a hard, hard time. Coach Lou is going to probably lose his job before the trading deadline. And I think they might not even make the playoffs.
I agree that they're going to have a hard time.
Are you serious?
Yo. Can I say something, fellas? Hold on. Let me give you...
Talk, talking about it.
First of all, Diggy is out of his rabbit-ass mind. That's from the beginning. Because Luke losing his job? Come on, man. He's a Laker. He's not going to lose his job. Let's be real. He is a Laker. He's the definition of a Laker. That's like Magic Johnson losing his job. It's not going to happen. Trust me. Doesn't matter. They could lose games, all of that. It's not going to happen anyways. Let's be real. They have LeBron James on their team. Come on, man. Are you serious? Luke Walton has one of the most secure jobs in the NBA, brother. It really doesn't matter what he does, I personally think, even though I think they're going to make the playoffs because they have LeBron James, of course.
I agree.
And they're going to have a good season because this is where I think people are underestimating things. Okay, Rajon Rondo might be hard to coach, but he's a veteran now. He's not the same Rajon Rondo he used to be.
That's a fact.
Just like Michael Beasley is not the same player he used to be. These are going to be role players now. They're going to know their position. They're all going to be under LeBron James' wing. Come on, man. We already know what it is.
What about when Rajon Rondo was acting out with the Dallas Maverick? You know, he's been through tough times, but he has shown that, you know, he's stubborn in his ways and he cares about how he
I'm
going
to be honest
things.
Right now. Hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I feel like Rajon Rondo right now is seeing another opportunity to win a ring, and I feel like he's not going to try. He's not going to fuck that. I mean, he's not going to mess that up for nothing in the world, and that's just my opinion. I feel like it's going to work. Love
it. I think it's going to be a lot of trouble over there because the young guys want to get burned, and then you got to remember about the father of LeVar.
He's
going to
be talking a lot of stuff, right?
And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of stuff going on over there, like, you guys thinking it's going to be all
it's not
going to
be peaches and cream, but they're going to be winning.
See.
First of all, no.
Yeah, they're going to win. And if anything, if they do make the playoffs, they're not even going to be a top seed like you guys think. Because they're going to be in the top five I feel if anything, they got might be like.
So what's your top five in the West right now? What's your top five in the West right now?
Nah, we can't go into that because we'll be here all day. We gotta go. We gotta move on to the next.
All right. Listen, let me get to what he said about Rajon Rondo. It's like I said, I think Rajon Rondo and all those guys, they're going to fall in line because none of those guys play with LeBron James. So now they have to play with LeBron James. Everybody falls in line when they play with LeBron James. We know this already. It doesn't matter who you think you are. And I think we already noticed that it really doesn't matter what LeVar Ball says because he's talked since his son's been in the league and it really doesn't matter. We're at a point where nobody's even listening to him. So.
I want to say one thing. I think Diggy's right that it's not gonna be peaches and cream. It's gonna start off.
Of course, it's a new team.
It's gonna be tough, just like the first 3 months last season when they traded Kyrie when LeBron lost Kyrie Irving. The first 3 months they were hard. That's why I think the Lakers are gonna be. It's gonna be 3 months. Everybody's gonna be dogging each other. It's your fault. It's because Rondo they lost.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe
Steve,
that.
Lance, Steve
you have to remember something. You have to remember something. This is not a trade, guys. They're all spending time right now in the offseason playing with each other. This is not a mid-season acquisition. This is already
something that's
already having time right now to work on each other and learn each other's game. So I don't think a trade. That happens in the middle of a season, and then you have to try to still go on a playoff run with a team.
Yeah, but you know what? Something you still got to understand that you're dealing with four guys that you got JaVale McGee, that he's, you know, he loses his mind sometimes.
No,
a lot of tough
no but you have to. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all judging these guys from past things, judge them from last season alone. Everybody that's a Laker now, last season was falling in line. They was all falling in line.
Everybody was a role player.
None of these guys were acting fools last year.
Yeah, but still, when you with LeBron, is a different.
So you know
exactly.
All right, so listen, guys. This is what's gonna happen,
my brother.
This is what's gonna happen. Listen, right now, me and E, we saying they're gonna do their thing. They're gonna get that 50 wins or whatever. They're gonna do their thing. Y'all saying that it's gonna be a shit show. It's gonna be horrible, right?
No, we're not saying that. No, I do think they're going to a playoffs. Like Cantor said, I think they're going to the playoffs. I do agree with Cantor saying that LeBron is a big perfectionist and that you know that locker room is gonna be tough. So I agree with Diggy that he's saying that the first 3 months are gonna be rough. Do I think they're gonna make it to the playoffs? Yeah, but I still have to agree more. I agree more with Diggy than I agree with everybody else because it's not all peaches and cream. It's not. Everybody's
– So you're here. All right, so this is what's going to happen. Like, look, later on in the season, we're going to go back to this, and we're going to see who's right and wrong.
Okay.
We can have another conversation.
Exactly. All right, so on the next segment, we're going to get to this right here. Where do you predict Utah Jazz will end? We'll be at the end of the season in the standings. Like, what do you predict? You're going to be top 10, top 8, top 5, top 3?
I'm going to say I like them a lot. I think that team got it more put together. That's one of the more better put together young teams that I've seen in the West. So I put them, they were number 6 last year. I don't see why not 5 or 6 again. And again, that's another tough match you have to go. Not only do teams have to go face him, now Donovan Mitchell got more help with this guy that they did just the guy they just drafted.
I don't think he's gonna be that much help. I'm gonna be honest.
I wouldn't be surprised. I hear he was a problem in college, and why wouldn't he be?
I like him because he's a Duke player.
But why not? Why not? He maybe another surprise as a rookie of the year player. So you never know.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna be honest. I think Utah is gonna end up maybe like in the 6th or 7th seed. I'm gonna be honest, 6th or 7th seed. They gonna make it to the playoffs. I feel like Donovan Mitchell's gonna maybe. I don't know. Let's see. I feel like the coach is. That's a great coach. He's a defensive minded coach. They got Rudy Gobert. I feel like they're gonna do their thing. Only, but I'm saying if Rudy Gobert gets injured, it's a wrap for them. it's over. I'm gonna be honest. But other than that, they got it. I guess they got it under control.
All right, now I like Utah personally. Now this is the problem with Utah this year is that I still think they're gonna make the playoffs, but I have no clue the seeding only because LeBron's move changed everything over there. Because if you think about it, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Lakers, the Thunder, Portland, which had a better record than them last year, and San Antonio, who people are sleeping on because they didn't because Kawhi wasn't playing, but now they got DeRozan who's gonna play. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna make a playoff run.
Now you're right.
Also, they might be 7-8. Is I don't know, man. That's gonna be a tough one.
They also the Spurs also got
but hold up. I think that they're gonna have an awesome record. I think that they might be like in, they might be able to do like the fourth seed.
I like that though,
because now this is the following question: if you think they're gonna be the fourth seed in the West, then who are they bumping?
Exactly.
They could bump anybody. The Jazz.
Warriors and the Rockets. We know they're not gonna bump them, so they have to be three and under.
I disagree. I think they'll bump the Rockets.
Oh yeah, the Rockets, definitely. Yeah, the Rockets ain't gonna be that picante this year.
Jerry Sloan could give them the business. Listen.
Wow.
I have to disrespect. I didn't want to do it, but I have to do it. Somebody got to do it. Yo.
Wow.
Not only can they bump the Rockets, who you think they can bump OKC again? I think they could. Why not?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You want to bet $100?
What's up?
I'm not talking about who could, if they could bump them in the playoffs. I'm talking about in the seeding in the top three.
Seeding-wise, record-wise,
that they're going to have a better record than Houston? That to me sounds crazy. Like, I think Houston is only going to be better. All they did was add Carmelo. They didn't lose no pieces.
They lost Trevor Reese and they lost that Amaramute guy. Yo, that's two great defenders. I don't want to hear it. That's two great defenders.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to the Rockets go forward.
Be real. In the NBA, the great defense doesn't really matter until you hit the playoffs. Those records, they're going to break all those records. Them records, they're going to have great seasons. Trust me, bro. That offense, the way they put that offense.
But they had 60 wins this year, E.
That's for winning games, bro. Okay.
Yeah, but we're talking about the seeding, and this year they had 60 wins.
Seeding is about winning games.
Yeah, but they had 60 wins this year, and they was the number one seed.
Who? The Rockets.
I'm ready.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell. Bro, you're making my argument, my brother. You didn't know that? Because you're the one that's saying they're gonna be fourth. Utah's gonna be in the fourth seed. So who are they gonna take if out of that top three?
Portland is not gonna be in the up there.
OKC's gonna be up there.
So you don't believe in OKC or the Lakers at all?
No, I don't believe in Portland, I'm saying.
But what about OKC and the Lakers? Remember that this is you said in the fourth seed.
I believe in OKC.
I want to say something real fast. First of all, I just like I trust Greg Popovich, I trust Jerry Sloan. The Jazz.
Jerry Sloan is not the coach, brother.
Okay, I just with the coach in the Jazz, the Jazz coach.
Something Snyder, Lynn Snyder.
Okay, cool. Yeah, fine. The Jazz organization, I trust. I think they're one of the more stable organizations that I've seen. Like. From the coach, from the organization, like I don't think too much rattles them. So if they're number six last year, I would expect six or less this year. That's what I expect from them because I feel like they got those kind of coaches with it and that kind of organization where it's not too much changes. They know the league inside out. They don't, you know it. The outside world doesn't affect them. So I expect whatever they did last year, I expect that and better. That's what I feel
what you're saying, but players win games, and the San Antonio showed us that. They have a great organization, and they couldn't even make the playoffs. because they didn't have the players to do so.
They made the playoffs.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
WM, but they made it.
Barely everybody else, too. Barely everybody else.
Yo, let's go to the next topic, yo.
Okay, but it was barely everybody else. Everybody was struggling.
Yeah, but it's the powerhouse changed in the West, man. The powerhouse changed
in the West. Before we start to the next topic, Diaz, what did you predict? What you predict?
He said 6 seed.
I predict them 7. I predict them 6 or 7. What are you?
And I'm in the 4.
And Butter?
I'm like 6 to 8, man.
6 to 8? That'll be it.
Bottom of the
way. All right, let's go. All right, we got that settled. Let's go to the next topic. OKC and the Golden State ceremony and the ring ceremony that's going to be in. Let me check if they're playing. They're going to play in OKC or they're going to play in Golden State? I'm guessing in Golden State because they're going to hang out the ring. But Russ is going to be there. I'm going to talk first because I'm an OKC fan. I don't get what y'all say. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest right there. That just them doing that ring ceremony with Russ there.
I feel
like that's gonna trigger something in him, and it's gonna be a crazy season.
You're gonna be sad.
He gonna be tight. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, he's gonna be mad, but he's still gonna. He's
you
gonna,
too. House tight.
He gonna be, but he's gonna kill him.
I listen. One thing I learned, though, is Russ is going to go off, and Russ is a great player. But, again, he needs people around him. Last year, Paul George in the playoffs.
Yo, brother, we switched it all up, my man. We got a whole bunch of wins. We stopped
them. No, I'm going to bring it up. Okay, cool. But my whole thing is, as much as he goes off, is what kind of – who's going to help Russell Westbrook? Like, I mean, it's a –
who's going
to
help
you know, Paul the West is getting deeper. Paul George
– Time out, guys.
The West is getting deeper.
Time out, guys. Let's not make this about Russell Westbrook because this is about the ring ceremony.
Exactly. We're going to stop.
Westbrook and none of that. I don't even care about the ring ceremony, but that's not what we talk about.
Yeah, I already said my take.
I know y'all OKC fan. I knew you was gonna do it once I saw your picture with your OKC hat and your OKC jersey. I knew you was gonna do it too, so you was gonna try to make a segment about your team, but this is not about your team, Pop.
Yo, I didn't even make the segment, but I thought, let's go. go, dale,
wait. I mean, like I said, I don't have nothing to say about the ring ceremony. It is what it is. Is, you know, we've seen it already before. They're going to get another ring. They're going to play OKC. They're going to spank them up. What's new?
Never that.
On to the next.
Never that.
Well, yeah, dude, all I'm thinking but about the ring ceremony is that basically I'm going to be very happy that KD's getting his second ring back-to-back finals. It just reminds me he's a finals MVP. He's creeping on LeBron. And honestly, you know what? I'm just going to say this one little piece here because, honestly, I like Russell Westbrook a lot. And at the end of the day, he should feel like he needs to click something in his head for him to be like, I need more help. I can't do everything by myself. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, more help.
Back.
Yo, listen. When we go, we're gonna come back to this podcast, and I'm gonna remember all of this. And I'm gonna. When we spanking niggas, let me get professional. When we spanking other teams, guys, I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna come on some Stephen A. shit, and I'm gonna just disrespect. That's what I'm gonna say. So everybody gets
that. But
all right, the next one.
That's it.
The next segment. Let's go. Will Donovan Mitchell will continue to be a star? Like, will he be a rising star? Like, will he could blossom into a superstar? Like, what do you think? Not a deal.
I think he is, man. At first, sometimes I would have had doubt, but when they bring that kid, when they drafted that rookie, I was like, you know what? I think he's just going to get better. I think he's going to stay the same. Let's just say that. That's the worst thing I can say about him. I think he's going to be the same as last year.
I feel that he's going to be a star, not a superstar. You know, KD, LeBron level, not like that. But he's going to be a star for sure, for sure. Hands down.
All right. Not at all.
Bueno, me personally, I feel like, you know, he's going to be a star, of course. He got the team. They gave him the keys to the Lamborghini. He's green-lighted. I was telling Diggy earlier, they put him to play on Christmas. Let's be real. Utah, a small market playing on Christmas, that means that even the NBA believes in that team. They're at a point where they're building for just for him, if you notice. They got Jay Crowder on the wing. They got Cephalosha on the wing. They got English on the wing. They got shooters. They got Derek Favors and Rudy Gates, two big men that don't need the ball. They built for him, brother. They're built for him to win, bro. Rudy Gay, Dante Exum. These are players that they all. Everybody I mentioned, other than Donovan Mitchell, doesn't really need the ball in their hand. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that team, they just made it for him. Like, he's set. He's gonna score 40 every night.
That's what he said.
That what?
That's what he said.
No, I'm saying that I think he's gonna score 40 every night.
Oh, now you bugging.
Okay. I thought he was saying that.
I mean, I'm bugging. That team is built for him. I'm not saying that he's gonna score 40 every night.
You know what it is. You know what it is. I agree with you. That team is built for him. You want to know why it's built for him though, bro? Because that team was built for Gordon Hayward, but he left. So they got Donovan Mitchell, and it was like the perfect replacement.
Yes, bro.
That's all they did, plug and play, brother. And it's even better. I feel like that team is even better with him because,
no, true.
Because Hayward is a shooter, and this guy, he's more of a slasher. So it
and
works.
A shooter.
They already have and a shooter, but it works better because bro, they have the shooters.
You know what they call him, bro? Baby Russ.
Come on, man. That's
yo,
a bad
Vanessa, man.
That's a bad name.
Yo, watch him up, man.
That's a bad. He's a better shooter than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, but still, the way he attacks
the
basket.
He's a better shooter than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, but what you gonna call him? D.
He's a better shooter. No, call him Donovan Mitchell.
Yo, let me give my opinion though. Right away, listen. My opinion on Donovan Mitchell is, I feel like he's gonna go off, but not that much because I feel like teams gonna figure him out. And once they figure him out, they lock him up.
I agree with you on that.
Disagree then.
I agree.
So I feel like, you see right there, I feel like listening then. Because if you was listening, then you would have heard the names that I said. And just all like right. You think, hold on.
Yeah, but it's true because there was a couple of games that I hear that he shot like 5 for 30.
Hear me out, guys. Last year in the playoffs, not in the regular season, forget about in the playoffs when it matters most, there were moments where Donovan Mitchell wasn't Donovan Mitchell. And Joe English won 2 games in the playoffs for the Utah Jazz. Joe English, the white ball guy. I don't know if y'all know the guy.
Yeah, I know who he is.
That, right?
Joe English.
If they winning games for him, these
the
are guys.
The nigga that was cooking Paul George, nigga. That's the nigga you're talking about,
exactly.
Right?
You figure him
Paul George, and Paul George is gonna come for his neck.
Listen.
And this, yo, that's your team. Yo, listen, that's your team right now. Yo, E, buddy, that's your team. That's your team, Houston. That's your team right now.
That's not my team.
Now let me know what's your team right now. Because if that's your team, you go. Yo, once it gets to the playoffs, I want to make a bet.
You can't make no bets with me because I'm a fan of the New York Knicks. This is not off topic. We're talking about the Utah Jazz. I didn't even mention anything about Oklahoma, so I don't know why you're getting all like antsy and stuff. I didn't even mention Paul George. Waldo didn't even mention Paul George.
I said, yeah.
You started jumping right away. Like, because it was true. He was.
Yo, let's go. Let's finish this package.
So what happened?
It's freaking 10-20, my brother. I got to work tomorrow, mofo.
Ricky Rubio won the game, shooting it in your guys' faces. I saw it. That's not – yo, facts, you can't change it. When the sun
– listen. That's it. We're going to end this right here. Yo, listen. We're going to end this right here. That's it. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, listen. We on good night.
Yo, I have good fun night. With this tonight,
you
guys.
Already know this is our second podcast. We're gonna do it up. You see us tomorrow.
Ralphie, you this guy was going at it right there, right?
Alright, but I'm gonna highlight y'all. You already know.
Enjoy your night. Alright, yo, have a good night, my brother. See you guys.
Later.